Robbie Williams, Soccer Ray, they raised a fortune for UNICEF, millions and millions, last weekend. But a lot of interesting talk about other things.
Yeah, so look at this. You sent me this during the week. And honest to God, I think comment sections should be banned. That's what I think now out of this. This is like, so he obviously, as you say, raised millions and millions of charity, also announced he's doing a new tour. So a tour to celebrate 25 years as a solo artist, Dublin indeed included in the dates. But the comments on his outfit were kind of what got the most attention. And some of them are kind of, he looks as though, he wearing one particular denim jacket, it looks as though he's basically stuck a load of glittery jewels onto it, as you might at a kid's birthday party. But Jesus Christ, some of the comments online are absolutely mental about him. You know, it's this constant negativity all the time. But anyway, he's still doing his 25-year tour. He's got a new album out as well. And when I say new album, I mean an album full of old songs, the way that this has just started to become. So he's re-released Rock DJ and Millennium as part of the 25, or XXV. They're all going with this now. It's kind of Ed Sheeran-esque, isn't it? It's all
numbers
and letters instead of actual album names.
Well, we have a little clip of him on the Sunday night, and this is just kind of crowd participation with a certain tune you'd be well familiar with.
When love is dead, and through wind, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection. Well, I'm right or wrong.
Yeah, that's a huge slice of nostalgia right there, Sean Defoe.
Ah, it is, and he's still hitting that high note. Jesus, I've never hit that high note in all my years of karaoke. He's still doing it 25 years on.
I loved one of the comments in particular saying this. It was like he had been, in relation to his multifaceted rhinestone denim outfit, someone reckoned he'd been covered in treacle and pulled through a charity shop backwards. Oh, I thought that was brilliant. I thought that was brilliant. Well, do you know something? There's a name now we haven't heard of in a while. Sarah Palin.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Santa Claus. That's where this story is going. It's exactly midway through the years. It's literally the furthest point you've heard of Santa Claus. I suppose unless your kids are really like getting the Smiths catalogue out already and starting to plan. Yeah, Sarah Palin's making a political comeback. She is trying to run for the governorship of Alaska again. Obviously shot to fame as the running mate of John McCain in 2008 when they contested against Barack Obama when she was then the governor of Alaska, and disappeared off the map really after that. She actually resigned her governorship in 2009, so only just a year after that, sort of took a big step back. But now is basically making a tilt. The incumbent governor died, and there has to be an interim one elected ahead of the proper election in a year or so time. So it's actually only a governorship for a couple of months. But this is kind of her political comeback trail on. Now, a lot of people in Alaska actually still sort of quite angry at her. She's not the front runner you would think, even in a relatively Republican state, even though she's got the backing of Donald Trump, although Donald Trump did just say, I'm only backing her because she backed me very early in my race. So, you know, what goes around comes around. Go on, Sarah.
Exactly that. Do you know what it is? It might remind ourselves very quickly of some of the things that she came out with when she was on the campaign trail back in the day. This will bring back a few memories to you.
Actually see Russia from land here in Alaska.
Well, explain to me why that enhances your foreign policy credentials.
Well, it certainly does, because our next door neighbors are foreign countries.
Our next door neighbors are foreign countries, hence my excellent credentials on foreign policy.
But you know what? It says a lot about American politics that it's only gone downhill from there. That actually seems like that's just stupid, not stupid, dangerous, as we've kind of gotten used to. Yeah. But she isn't a shoo-in, and one of her top opponents is Santa Claus, and like an actual man who has changed his name to Santa Claus. He's a 75-year-old. Basically, he sounds like a really nice fella, actually. He was born Thomas Patrick O'Connor and changed his name in 2005 after basically living in a couple of different US cities and getting a gig as a stand-in Santa. Really qualified guy, has a bachelor's degree, has a master's.
Has to have some Irish roots as well, Sean.
With Thomas Patrick O'Connor, now it's very hard to tell behind the beard and the glasses and the, you know, all the rest of it, whether Santa is in fact Irish, but he could be. But he basically is now using it to help children's charities, and said that he decided to change the name after he was walking along the road one day and someone drove by in a car and shouted, Santa, I love you. And he said, right, I'm going to dedicate his life to charities. But he is And I thought it would be, you know, one of these joke characters, the Lord Buckethead types that we see a lot. But apparently he's the fourth favourite. And in the way this election works, there's going to be a runoff. So the top four will get into a runoff to then be elected to the top. So he's fourth there. He's an Anglican monk as well and wears a red robe going around the place along with his beard. Leading marijuana advocate, which he said he started using after he battled cancer. So really interesting fella who is potentially in the race to be to pip Sarah Palin to Alaska's new governor.
God, that is mad. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Sean, just before you go, listen, I have to say I'm really enjoying your Explainer podcast. What's up for treats this week? What are you explaining?
Oh, thanks very much. Well, this it's kind of a play on a Beatles song for the title, No Ticket to Ride. So we're looking at free public transport. And whether that could work in Ireland, whether, like, would you get out of your car if you could get the bus or the train around Waterford for free? Or maybe if the bus actually went where you wanted it to go around Waterford, that might be a help to start. So all those different things, would public transport being free actually mean you use it more and you get out of your car? Or do we need to plow money into actually making sure it's properly reliable? And we've got some really good experts. Like, former Minister Shane Ross is on the podcast this week, and he's kind of interesting talking about how he tried to go about it in the department and got a lot of pushback. So yeah, it's an interesting one. It's out now. Let Me Explain. Available wherever you get your podcasts, as they say.
Top job, and I highly recommend it. Very entertaining as well as informative, can I say, Sean Defoe. So listen, Sean, great to talk to you as always. Have a great rest of the week, my man.
Cheers, Ollie. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Stay safe.